This podcast is intended for mature audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homiecast. Your personal discretion is advised.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore.
Oh, good morning, Gloucester. Nat King Cole in Love. I freaking love that song. So
I love him.
Still. I just love it.
Classic. That is like a classic person.
Natalie passed, right?
Yeah, she passed just recently.
I thought so.
And can I just say something since we're on Nat King Cole real quick?
Yeah.
When David Bowie died, and I think it's appropriate now, but we literally, she can't even swallow. She's laughing.
So that's a personal problem she has. When
because Bridget, when we did the David Bowie, she was so freaking traumatized that we didn't use David Bowie. It like died the day before.
She hijacked.
And she was so upset that we did not use David Bowie.
Well, I liked David Bowie. Labyrinth was like the first time I saw the outline of a penis.
Yeah, Thank you. Yeah. That's what I said to her. She's like, no.
Yeah, are you kidding me? I was like 8, and I was like, Mom, what is that? And like, of course, later she explained it to me, kind of figured it out on my own.
That anyway, he's changed me.
Yeah. So when he died, people were posting things like famous like David Bowie quotes. I didn't know that there was that many famous David Bowie quotes, but somebody posted, it's a quote that's by Nat King Cole that David Bowie just like had covered. It maybe had just been Nature. The song is called Nature Boy by Nat King Cole. Yep. And somebody was like, he's so wise and all this. And I'm like, and I so badly wanted to be like, well, it's wrong. Like, it's a lie. He didn't say that. It was Nat King Cole.
That is one of the things that drives me wild about certain things that get posted on the internet. I'm like, pretty sure that joke has already been played out by somebody else, or that is actually a quote from someone else. He was quoting a part of a movie. Like, it's to be loved in loved return, because it's all part of Moulin Rouge. Because in Moulin Rouge, the movie, they sing Nature Boy is the opening.
Right.
And it's like the only thing you need in life is to be loved and loved whatever.
The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to be loved and be loved in return.
Right.
And that is from Nature Boy, which is a song that Nat King Cole wrote and sang. And then they used it in Moulin Rouge. And then Bowie covered it. But the thing is, everybody was like, oh, like, it's so beautiful. And it's like, well, he didn't say it. I was so angry.
It still goes with our theme.
Yeah.
It goes perfect with our Valentine's theme,
I think. It does.
And the spread here is fantastic. Your table looks like a minefield of chocolate kisses and little chocolate hearts.
I was trying to get into the, I love this, like I said, I love the spirit of Valentine's Day. So today we looked up kind of where Valentine's Day originated from.
You guys
And really, it's, what do they celebrate?
So it is actually, it was part, long story short, it was part of the Christians trying to Christianize the pagan holiday of Valentine's. But in the 1400s, in the Middle Ages, on record in France, they decided to turn it into, like, gifts, giving, like, you know, appreciation and showing of love in celebration of the mating season of the birds. And 1415 is the first Valentine on record of, like, a love letter being sent to someone. And it was someone who was imprisoned in the war that was sending it to his wife.
So I've heard so many different things about that. And I have a completely different history one than you just said, and that there's like thousands online.
Right.
And like, I read them all. I picked the one I liked the most.
Which one did you like the most?
The one I liked the most was, it was Claudius II, and it was in Rome, and they found that, or he found that soldiers at war were more valuable and fought harder when they weren't married, because they're not trying to get home to their families or their loved one and this and that. So Saint Valentine was this guy that was like, you know what? He was a priest. I'm going to marry you guys in secret because I don't believe that this is right and that people shouldn't love each other because of war.
Oh.
I liked that one.
I liked that one too.
I liked that one.
That one's better than bird meeting season.
I mean, it goes with the territory.
There's a ton of them. There's so many of those.
It was really hard to look it up too. Like I was trying to figure out, and she was like, no, I don't want the actual history of St. Valentine or Valentine's Day. I want the one for romance and gift giving and
like,
stuff.
Like where did that, you know, like exactly. Like,
Where did it become commercialized?
Right. Yeah, well, here's the thing. I love, and I will say it, and I know there's a lot of people that, I don't know why the people are so bitter towards Valentine's Day. I love the spirit. Yes, are you being obnoxious like
she's
the homie
cast?
She's
having a moment right now, and you're...
Are you being obnoxious like the homie cast?
No.
Okay.
I'm just drinking my bitter pill, sorry.
Okay.
I'm just swallowing a little bitter pill. I'm fine.
So, I love the spirit of it. Okay, so it's about being loved and by friends, family,
dog.
Oh, I love my dog. I love my dog. What are you doing? I love my dog. It's about love. And yeah, I understand that. What, we can't do that all year? Why is it going to be this one day? Obviously, there is history behind the one day. It's like saying during Christmas. When you're Catholic, celebrating Christ on those days. No, and to, you know, Christians, you know, you would celebrate them all year round. Get it? Huh? All right. So that's kind of like, was that a good analogy?
Yeah.
All right.
Because
it's a good analogy, right?
Us Catholics definitely judge each other. Be like, oh, I haven't seen you all year. I'm glad you showed up for church.
Right.
You know, because it's Christmas.
Yeah.
Right.
Why do we need to be so nice at Christmas time? Why can't we be nice all year round?
Right.
I get it. As jokingly aside, you know, with you like, it's Valentine's Day. I'm like, yay. To me, it's like, all right. But I do get, like, you know, being loved by your friends, your dogs, you know. I've been loved by lots of alcohol in the last 24 hours. you know, that kind of thing. I enjoy that you are, like, I mean, you set up this whole thing. I was like, wow, this is a thing. Like, you took pride in all of this, and you're very excited about it.
Yes.
I just,
very festive.
It's been a while since I've actually been excited. And it's not because it's Valentine's Day and I'm single or whatever. I did it a few years. If anyone has listened to the last HomieCast, I did some of the things that they talked about for what people should do on Valentine's Day. I did that. And it was great. But it's just like, to me, it's just another day.
Well, so I think some people, you know, get... They want to stir a ruckus, you know, especially with the whole social media thing, too. You know, it's like, oh, look what my husband gave me. And I think that's great. I think that if you're happy about it, that's wonderful. But, you know, do I really think that, like, you know, you should do things for somebody else that you care about for the reaction of other people and how good it's going to make you feel by the reaction of other people when, in fact, it's not about the other people? And, like, I think the first, like, 3 years of, you know, Valentine's Day spent by myself, I think I was a little bit, well, I was drunk, but most of the time I was really, like, I hate everyone. I think, like, I literally was, and then the past couple years, it's been like, wait, like, no, like, why does it have to be that way? You know what I mean? Because that's, like, I think it's very individual for
right.
a lot of people.
Right.
Yeah. So, I think it's good.
I think the spirit is great. And it's
yeah.
not just a one-day thing.
No.
You know, it's an all leading up to it. Like, so it just so happens to be on a Sunday this year. So, you know, people are, you know, just happy on the Friday, the Saturday, and the Sunday. You know, and it's
yeah.
kind of like, you know, brings out or whatever. I don't know. That's my take. I love the spirit. And I know everyone talks about giving, receiving, gifts. It's all about gifts. Why do you have to do this? Why do you have to do this? So what is your favorite Valentine's Day that did not actually have anything to do with materialistic?
Thanks.
Who would like to go first?
Oh, well, it's
materials.
It's been many years. I don't know. I don't remember, to be honest.
See, that's the thing, is like, to spend one particular day showing my friends or family, like, that I love them or appreciate them.
Go on, continue.
Kyle just raised her hand for the people at home that can't see. Kyle just raised her hand like she was in school.
Like, for me, it's tough to say that because I don't say that I necessarily spoil people. I do. I love being able to give thoughtful gifts. I gave a coworker a mug that she talked about months ago. I bought her a mug for her birthday, and I had it sitting at my house for like a month. And she's like, I can't believe you remembered. I remember certain things like that. Like, I'll remember certain, like, if people bring stuff up, and I'll just give it, like, I'll gift it, be like, here's a just because gift. And it's not necessarily that I want anything in return. It's just because, like, I thought of you at this time.
Yep.
I obsess about certain things, and like, this will be perfect.
My friend Pam's like that.
Yeah, I mean,
she's like that. I made she's you amazing all like
those
that.
All those mixed CDs that certain people make fun of me about, but I'm like,
I love them.
I do it.
Music is
all day long. I listen to them all day long.
Music is healing, and you know, music is. You needed some workout music, and I thought, you know what? If the only thing I can give her is my gift of knowing, like, the vibe, here you go.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love it.
That's so funny that you said that, because I know you said not being like an object or a thing, you know, but to be honest with you, I don't remember. But can I just turn it into something real quick for me? I would say the top two, the worst one I've ever received for Valentine's Day and the best one that I ever received for Valentine's Day. The worst one, when I was 14 years old, my first boyfriend got me a vibrating tongue ring for Valentine's Day.
That's weird.
How thoughtful, motherfucker. Anyway, my dad, years later, get this, I must have been probably 16, maybe 15. He got me, like, along with whatever else, it was, you know those little balloons, they're on sticks, and they're like an aluminum balloon, tied super tight, and like whatever.
Yeah.
He got me one of those, and I don't know why, you know, I kept it, but let's just say that thing is still full of air, and it's in one of my trunks in my living room, but it's, how old am I now? 28, so I can't do math right now. What is that, 13 years? Whatever. Yeah, so anyway, it's a long time.
Right.
And I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
And I think it was awesome that I was like, wait, I'm never going to throw this away. And I didn't.
Right.
You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right, yeah.
That's what I thought. And then I got it like a mixed CD once, but that was just from a friend. So.
Yeah, those are the best.
Yeah, those are great.
My favorite, well, a lot of my favorites, yes, there are some like about materials, but actually one was my favorite was, okay, so I always used to bust Chris's balls about Valentine's Day because he was kind of scarred because he had a girlfriend that's birthday, I think, was around Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he had said, like, the pressure of getting her a gift for Valentine's Day and the gift of her birthday, that he just wasn't a fan of it. Well, I came from a place where I've always had the craziest and best Valentine's Day since my high school. I'd come home, I'd had four peach roses delivered to me. Like, every Valentine's Day, I would have something. So it just always gave a good, I was always just happy. So those memories I've always carried with me. And so I've always busted Chris's balls about it. You know, I buy, like, as you can see, these flowers you're looking at, I bought them. I buy my own flowers all the time, but I do love just because things. But I would get it on my own if I, yeah, no one else does,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So one year he was determined, he must have been determined because this is what he did. He put Hershey Kisses everywhere I was going to be. I don't know when he must have did it before he went to work. And then he put little notes. So when I came down to the bathroom, he had like Hershey Kisses like all around the bathroom, like placed. He had them in the kitchen. When I went into my car, he had them placed on my dashboard.
Aww.
When I went to work, he had them placed when I was in work, so there's someone, they let him in.
Right.
And then he had like one rose there or whatever it was, and then he had them delivered later. But it was like,
oh yeah, no,
but that is great. What that is the spirit of like Valentine's Day, and that's not that's just you know the thoughtful you know that's what of I course. What I see. But
of course, yeah. Kind of jealous of that. Like I just.
But is that's, so, you know, that's just...
Is it so hard for someone to just do a flash mob to NSYNC's girlfriend and just ask me, like, is it that hard?
That would be amazing.
I don't know. Like,
I have one of those things.
Flash mob to NSYNC's
song girl. Oh,
girlfriend. Girlfriend. It's just one of those...
Will you be my girlfriend?
Yeah, no, I remember it.
I just, I don't know. I think I'm totally Disney disenfranchised by all that kind of love stuff.
Fucking asshole.
But like I think of certain things like romantic, not like romantic movies, like certain parts of movies. I'm like, I want that. I want that. Like, I want John Cusack sitting outside.
Well, they're not
going
to happen.
All right,
I'm sorry to be
that. You know what? There's going to be a damn man out there that's going to pull this off without me coaching.
We're not Debbie Downing my spirit of Valentine's Day.
She just crushed my dreams.
I'm sorry. That was going to be realist.
We're not Debbie Downing this.
You never know. There might be someone that's that awesome as me that thinks exactly there like me be. And might do it.
And be a guy.
Yeah.
The male version of him.
Yeah.
God, I wonder what the male version of me would be like.
Oh my God, what would the male version of you be? What would the male version of you be like?
Would it be like, I don't know. Would it be Johnny Depp-ish?
Oh my God, that would be fucking amazing.
Wouldn't it?
Oh my God, Johnny, yes, yes! You just freaking hit the nail on the head. Your male version of you would be Johnny Depp.
Oh my God.
Wow, that's hot. How do you get him?
I don't know, I've been trying for years.
Wow.
You know what? You gotta go find his wife, Amber. Or his fiance.
Oh, he's married?
No, he's not, but it's
go find her. She likes to bring them in. So, you know.
Yeah, I don't share.
Well,
all right, Bridget.
But I know, but you just sneak
I'm
that
a
in.
Twin.
There.
I've shared enough.
Oh yeah, you're a twin. I forgot about that. Like, oh yeah. Who was the male version of you? Not your twin.
Well, first of all, he is.
Are you guys alike?
No.
No. Okay.
No. And not even like in a bad, like we're just very, very, like just so opposite, like just far ends of the spectrum. Like it's just not, the people are like, wait, like you're related? That's so weird. I mean, yeah, you can see the resemblance like physically, even though he's like 6'1".
He is.
And he's like 150 pounds soaking wet. And he eats so much fucking food.
He's a string bean.
He is. He's like, he's very thin. Well, not like weirdly thin, but like, yeah, he's thin. And when we were in there.
But he's also tall.
Well, yeah, I guess if I was six foot or so, you know, I would be thinner, I guess. Mm-hmm. But when we were in there, like incubating or whatever, I ate all the food.
Oh, really?
I was the heifer, yeah. So it kind of just carried out like into like, you know, once we were out of there. Like, I kept, like...
Once
just,
we bust it out.
Once we were like, get us out of here, Mom! Get us out. But, yeah, he's so smart. And, like, he's, like... It was an environmental scientist. Wow. I was a hairdresser. I mean, come on. No offense to anybody, but the point
you
I'm getting...
You are very smart.
But... No,
and
I'm
you
not
have
saying
to
I'm
be,
not...
And you have to be very creative to do hair.
No, yeah. I'm not saying I'm not smart, but I'm not...
Don't
what's
want
surprising
to
about
home,
what's, but what's surprising about you is that you're a huge like science junkie, like a science nerd. And
oh my
like,
God,
what?
I'm not gonna get going. But this morning, this morning on the radio, I learned some things that blew my mind. I was 30 minutes late to work, and my like boss-ish person texted me and was like, "Where are you?" I'm like, "I'm in the parking lot getting my fucking mind blown." I was like, "I will be in 30 minutes." And when I went in there, and he was like, "We had to go for a ride," and I had to like literally like tell him everything about it, and I cannot get into it now.
Okay,
but it has.
We'll hold
to
on
do
to it for the next.
With,
time.
We'll
do.
Yes.
We'll do a podcast.
Oh
on
my
it.
God! Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
So
good.
All right, so speaking of, I had a train. Oh, male version of me?
Mm.
Scary.
Spice? Wait,
tell me what you want, what you really
want. No, I'd be very, very scared to meet the male version of me.
Oh, so you don't have somebody in your
I don't. Head. I don't. Although, I'm sure it's probably a male Leo, which is even scarier because of how headstrong I am. But yeah, that would be very scary to have a male version of me.
Oh.
I wouldn't want to meet that person.
You know what? If there was a male version of me, I probably wouldn't even talk to him. I probably wouldn't be interested. I'd be like, no, you're weird. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I would love to have that. I would love to have someone that is on the same mindset, like, musically. Like,
oh my God,
I'm a huge music nerd.
Maybe you should just date a DJ. That would be, you would need
Did we go over the animals, though? Like, what's our spirit animals?
Spirit animals?
Wait, what is a spirit animal?
A spirit animal is something that can, like, channel and represent you. Like, okay. A lot of people do tigers. Okay. I actually have humans as my spirit
animal. My spirit animal is a bear. I believe that, because most humans
are animals.
Yeah, I don't have an actual animal, but, like, my friend Tiffany, she's gone through so much at such a young age. She's a beast. Like, she is the most amazing girl, and she's my spirit animal. This girl can do the most insane things, and every time I see her, oh my God, I love her so much. She's my spirit animal, because I want to be her. I'm like, I just want to do everything you're doing. It's amazing.
I thought that spirit animal was like, you just picked an animal that you'd like totally want to be. Like,
Talia says elephant, her spirit animal.
Elephants are sweet. Yeah,
Talia says elephant.
Every time I would get like really stressed out or like nervous about something, like a job interview or whatever it is, I would just think about elephants.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was really weird.
What's the meaning behind that?
No, it's just like, I heard a theory, and it was like, when you're nervous and your mind is going, think about like an exotic animal or something that you don't see every day that you would wonder, like, you know, envision them in their environment, fucking bathing themselves, trunks and flapping everywhere. I don't know, whatever it is. And I thought about it, I was like, all right, well, maybe an elephant would do. And let's just say I've thought about a lot of elephants since that article. But there was also another one about how to, like get over your fears or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And it was interesting because when I read this, I was 18 and I was moving to Rhode Island for school, and I was terrified of bugs, like moths, ants. Like, I was like, ugh. Even though when I was little, they were like my friends, so I don't understand what happened there, but they said one girl was terrified of snakes, so they told her to buy a snake, like, and keep it, like, in a terrarium, right?
No.
And let me just, she was, like, a gardener and all this and that, and it cured her fear, and I was like, Jesus, I'm like, I wish I could, like, keep a moth in a cup or something, like, what am I gonna do here? And I got a rose-haired tarantula, and I put him in my room with a big, huge fucking terrarium, and my roommates were so upset, but then they were inspired. So she got a corn snake, and then the other one got two emperor scorpions.
What?
And then we got fish, and like every time people came over, it was like, you people are just
exotic,
like,
pets.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, good party favors, though. Not so much the scorpions, but the snake and the fish were. Depp was his name.
Johnny Depp?
Depp was my spider, and one day he got out. Yeah. They always, online, when they told you how to care for him, they said put like a 2x4 or like a heavy book, like a dictionary, over the terrarium cage cover.
Yeah.
And they didn't really explain why. I just thought,
like, I know why.
Yeah, like, I don't even, and like, he had lifted a 30-gallon tank cover off.
Get out.
I mean, he was big. He was like the size of my hand.
I would never. Kyle, what is wrong with you?
They eat like birds, like small birds, like in the like Amazon or whatever. Anyway, he died, and after the service, I decided that I probably wouldn't get any more. And let me just tell you, I don't have the fucking laugh. I was 18.
Oh my God.
I was 18.
After the service of my spider, I decided to not get any more.
Bugs don't bother me now. That's the point I'm getting at. They don't bother me now.
So that's good.
Yeah. Where did we get on tarantulas?
Spirit animal.
Spirit animal. Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
Bring it on back. Bring it on back. Real back.
But if you were an animal, what one would it be? Is that, that's not what a spirit animal
is. Well, when I did a guided meditation, you basically did I did one, and a bear actually came up in mine, which totally makes sense, because a bear represents strength and whatnot. So that made sense for me, so that's what I say. But I did a guided meditation to figure that out.
I would think that, like, because I was thinking about this the other day, like, I would think that maybe, like, longevity, like, whatever animal, like, lasts the longest,
yeah,
I would want to be. But then I was like, well, no, I don't think I want to do that, because I think it's a whale? Like, the oldest whale is, like, 211 years old. Holy shit,
no way, really?
Yeah, so I'm thinking not a whale, just because the oceans are so polluted.
Oh, and that's they're, true. You know, mm-hmm.
Fucking, you know, huge. And their breath smells so bad.
Whales do?
Yeah.
Have you gotten that close to a whale?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're...
Are you serious? Like, this is happening? Like, what train wreck am I on? Like, a funeral service for a spider to you questioning if she's been near whales. Hello, McFly.
I forgot your dad owns a whale watch.
Did you even introduce us? Thank you.
We are 25 minutes in and we haven't even introduced anybody.
I think they get it. They know who it is.
They're like, oh.
All right. Oh my God. So this is episode 17.
Yes.
By the way, Alicia Unleashed episode 17.
So we're almost seniors in high school, like about to graduate.
I graduated at 17.
Me too. No, I did graduate.
So here in the house, we have literally my house. We have Alicia Unleashed. We have Kyle Danicus. and we have critically acclaimed B-Side. Bridget wanted a nickname, and so
I was advised to get a nickname.
I say Kyle's name like Kyle Danicus, and I, you know, there's just...
No, I've been told I've actually been Googled, and this is the first thing that comes up when someone's trying to find me.
Ooh.
And,
interesting.
You know, as much as I love my job, there's a good chance that I might not be there all the rest of my life. So, the internet never dies. And also, a potential person that would have been in my life had said, yeah, so I Googled you. And I listened to these podcasts apparently your name is linked to. And
oh, it is?
Yeah. So if I were to Google Kyle Danicus right now.
It'll come up.
It'll come up. Because Good Morning Gloucester is just like this, you know, whirlwind of a monstrosity of this amazingness.
Mm-hmm. I'm working on that PSA, by the way, for bullies.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, nice.
I gotta figure out how to adjust my phone camera. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be a video.
I can't wait.
Perfect. I'll post it. Yeah. I'll post the video.
So what are you guys doing tomorrow? Because I have a Valentine's Day date. I have two Valentine's Days. Yeah, I have two.
Should I text that guy back right now?
I have two Valentine's Day dates.
Okay, what do you got? What's going on?
Well, the first one, Megan and I are going to get breakfast, and then we're going to do like some potting. Yeah,
Potting of plants. Okay, yeah, okay.
So we're going to get some at Lowe's and then get some neat things, you know, to pot them in. Like, if it has a hole, it'll grow. So
I love that motto.
So we're going to just pick out the most random shit at, like, second glance. Okay. And,
sorry.
If it has a hole, it will grow. I love that.
Well, my mom taught that to me.
Okay.
She's a very wise woman. And the second date, I mean, he doesn't really know about it yet.
Your second date doesn't know he actually has a date?
No.
Oh.
No, it's going to be in the produce aisle tomorrow afternoon.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see how that goes.
Okay.
But anyway,
can I show him your cucumbers?
Yeah. I think it's cucumbers. Melons? Going to be melons?
I'm just saying, like cucumbers.
You're confusing her, and she's getting really nervous because she doesn't know what fruit to talk about tomorrow.
Last time I checked, I didn't have a cucumber.
I was talking about, like, excellent salad. Why are you going to get all dirty?
Oh, because it's me. My nickname, never mind. So go on. Let's talk about...
baby. All right. So best or favorite, chick flick, like romantic comedy?
Hope Floats.
Don't they die in that?
No, nobody fucking dies in Hope Floats, except for the mom. But she was old as shit. This movie is awesome.
I love Harry Connick Jr.
Oh, he's beautiful.
So gorgeous.
Wait, can I just tell you?
Yeah, there she goes, raising her hand again. As if you need to raise your hand.
She has to with us. Hello.
Even at meetings in work, like we have meetings and like we're just discussing as adults, and I'm like, ooh. like shaking my hand up high, like peace and be nice. And now I forget what I was going to say. Harry Connick Jr. Wait.
Yeah.
Oh,
there
I
was,
love
when
him.
I first moved back. God, I hope he's not listening to this. I doubt he is. But
oh my God, Harry Connick Jr. is listening to this right now. No! I would really love you to come and tell us he's 16.
No. I just mean, right. I literally talked to somebody for like 3 weeks only because he sounded just like Harry Connick Jr. That's it. That was the only reason.
It's important to hear their voices, apparently. I'm learning the hard way.
I'm sorry. I think that voices are so, like, certain ones are so sexy. Like, you could be, like...
You missed our last podcast with about accents.
See, I don't like accents. I mean, I like accents, really. I just can't read accents. That doesn't make sense. I can't feel if somebody's lying to me if they have an accent.
That's interesting.
It's the way they deliver the line.
Is that what it is?
But the problem is, like, if you're potentially, like, working on, like, talking with someone and you go on a date... And you've never talked to them on the phone, and they got a voice like fucking Sylvester the Cat from Looney Tunes.
Yeah,
you're in for a treat for like 3 friggin' hours. I learned the hard way. Oh, that was the night of Hurricane Storm Nick Jonas, whatever.
Yes,
it was.
Yes, without and Storm Nick Jonas.
Oh, Nick Jonas.
How did you guys survive the storm?
Nick Jonas or the other one?
I don't know what this means. What is Nick Jonas storm?
So it was Hurricane Jonas down
like
south.
Like 3 weeks ago on a Saturday,
but
remember?
It was called like Nor'easter or like Storm Jonas. So the running joke on the internet was Storm Nick Jonas, how many inches do you want? And I was like, all of them.
How old is he?
He is old enough. 22.
Oh, he's a baby.
No. Well, it's fine. Whatever.
No, it's fine.
All right, so Hope floats. Bridget, what's yours?
Oh. Come back to me. You go. Okay.
I have two.
Okay.
I have Serendipity.
Well, that's a good one.
I hate John Cusack.
Okay. I'm not a huge fan of John Cusack, but... I love him in that movie. Mm-hmm. And I'm a hopeless romantic, whether you people know this or not. Mm-hmm. I have that. I do have a...
You do like Valentine's.
I do. I have a pretty romantic side to me. Pretty hopeless romantic. So Serendipity, and also, even though the ending, it was one of those, like, the ending should be what it you thought and it should have been, but it didn't. And that's also why I like the movie, is My Best Friend's Wedding.
Oh,
see?
Yeah.
Right? They should have ended up together. So, and they didn't.
Yeah.
But in Serendipity, they did.
One of my favorites is it's talking about this whole, like, ending shouldn't have been the way it is like Pretty in Pink. I will never, like, for some reason, that is my, I love that movie. I don't believe that she should have been with Blaine.
Okay, don't you know they're coming out with an alternative?
With
okay,
where she goes with Ducky?
Yes. Do you know they're coming out with that?
You can't.
No, they shot an alternative.
No, I know.
Do you know that?
I do. Of course.
Do you know that they are coming out with it in the theater? I think Revere Theater. They are doing
puppies.
A whole Pretty in Pink.
Puppies,
stop it.
But
what is they're it? Doing a whole alternative.
I don't think
ending.
She shouldn't be with Ducky either. Ducky is literally like. Andy and Ducky are literally when Harry met Sally. Like, that kind of friendship, you don't do that.
So, yeah, the Pretty in Pink. So, I heard the alternative ending. So, you want to go? I'm going to have it?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then we'll have to... Okay, so what we'll have to do first
is
we'll have to show the original Pretty in Pink to Kyle.
Okay.
And then go see the actual alternative ending.
Okay.
Needs to happen.
Yeah. Okay. So, besides that, you know, that movie, West Side Story.
Oh,
as much
violence in that.
Doesn't somebody get shanked in that?
They get shanked and shot, but it's still, like, it's still one of those movies where you're like, oh, that's so, like, there and cute. And I did bring up, you know, the Say Anything moment with John Cusack, like, holding up the boombox and... playing one of those epic songs or whatever. I actually only saw Say Anything for the first time like 2 years ago.
Oh.
Even though I referenced it all the time because I'm like, it's one of those iconic moments where you're like, oh. But, you know.
Wait, can we talk about what your dog just did?
Yeah, so we got really cute and had to stop for a second because when the sirens come around, because I live in ambulance, the downtown, yeah. ambulance, and I live in the downtown, so it happens a lot. My dogs actually mimic the sirens that they hear.
So and like birds.
Yeah, so I knew it was going to be loud, and I knew exactly what was happening, so I had to pause it. And then I showed them that my dogs actually can mimic and want to say, I love you.
Well, it's an appropriate day for it, the three totally, of you showed us that.
Yeah. Totally. Totally appropriate. Cute.
I can't hear you now, but it was they were quite loud.
They
but,
do have high pitch, so.
Well, it's the room, the echo, you know, yeah, I think yeah, yeah, really yeah. more than anything.
Not a lot
think.
In this room either.
No.
Yeah.
But it was That's cute.
Cute, cute, cute. Bridget.
Yes.
You had another Valentine's Day kind of topic here, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, going back to your talking about like my best friend's wedding and how it didn't, the way it ended or should have ended differently.
Right.
What, I was talking to you earlier about it. Like, what other movies do you think the couple in the movie, it should have ended differently or like exactly like
so my
Andy,
best friend's
Andy
left.
Should have been with Ducky. To some people.
Romeo but. And Juliet? Hello. They should not have died in that
Communication
movie.
Is key. Like, that's the moral of the story,
I
kids.
Should not die in that
okay,
movie.
I'm taking fake poison, and I'm gonna wake up. I'm not really dead, so don't kill yourself. Yeah. That would be
oh
great.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I don't... Be honest, I don't watch a lot of movies. So, I just know if I see a movie and it doesn't end the way that I think. Oh, what about the Jennifer Lopez movie? The wedding planner.
With Matthew McConaughey.
Does she end up with him?
Yeah, yeah. They're dancing.
Okay,
like
they do
the
end up. I love that movie too.
Yeah.
I do. I love that movie. Love it.
Oh, there's I could go on forever.
So,
I'm not even gonna go.
Alright, so oh. you're let's go on, like since we're on this movie and music type. What do you think is like the ultimate romantic like song? Like from a soundtrack or like a movie or in general? Like top three. Go for your top three, like, favorite.
They're probably going to be cheesy if they're from movies.
Well, not necessarily, but...
Not if they're from Moulin Rouge, but go on.
I don't know. You guys go first.
No, I don't... Other than Moulin Rouge, I can't think of anything.
Well, I think of, like, because music is such a large part of my life. Mm-hmm. And I associate everything with music, and if a song comes on and whatnot, which is why I appreciate and love so much the CDs that you make me, mm-hmm. because that is my life. My life is based on music.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because you theme them, and Talia is huge into music, obviously, and she's actually showed me a song that she did last night. She did Cry Me a River.
Nice.
At one of her soirees. And she caught on.
To the theme
of one of the themes that you gave me. Mm-hmm. And she says, Mom, what's the theme to this? And she goes, and so I didn't really tell her. She goes, I know. And after the second song, she knew because she knows the songs. And that's just a lot.
Some of them are also dead giveaways, but you know.
Yeah, but no, she's yeah, she gets it.
I have those moments where it's not even like sad songs either, but it's like, I think of it, I have an associative memory.
Okay, I'm so yeah. glad you went there. I was talking yeah. about this yesterday.
I have an associative memory, so I always link certain songs
yep.
to people. So like Boys to Men, End of the Road will always be for my fourth grade crush that I wrote about.
We went over this. Yeah, we went over this.
Mm-hmm. I met his family last night.
Wait, you met his family last
yeah.
night?
Yeah.
Was I with you?
Yeah.
Because I was with you last night. You did not say this is my fourth grade boyfriend's
no,
family?
No, 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 no. It's a relative. It's still associated with that family.
Oh, yeah. Kevin Bacon.
Kevin.
So yes, anyways, we met Kevin Bacon last night. I forgot. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
So, but like other songs, like just fun songs that I remember from like certain people. Like I have a friend that, you know, passed away suddenly, you know, and he and I were huge into music together. And I have a mix CD that he made me. And oh. anytime I hear songs from that mix yeah. CD or songs that we bonded over, I
right.
start crying
of
instantly.
Course.
Like
of course.
Sobbing. Just because it's happy memories too.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You know, and it's just one of those things. And I don't know. It's really tough. Like, I'm the one that gave this topic of like, whoa, what's the top three romantic songs ever? And I can't honestly, I draw a blank. It's really weird.
Well, I think the associative memory thing, that's awesome, because I was just talking to Jeff about this the other day. I think everybody does that, even with obviously with smells, that's obvious, but like, you know, with music and stuff, I think yeah, that's absolutely. I think that's fantastic.
Absolutely. If you hear a song, it's absolutely. Joey just commented on my Instagram and said, "Where's the podcast?"
Oh, well,
and
Joey,
I said, "We are currently recording as we speak." Shh, that's what I said to him.
Yeah. Joey also just posted on my Instagram, "I see you guys rocking the big mic," and I'm just going to leave it at that, Joey. I see you. I see you. You think you got jokes? All right.
Yeah, no, I... So, is there any song in particular that's your favorite that you listen to, that you hear, or anything like that?
My favorite of all time so far is Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve. And I've been obsessed with that song since it came out, which was probably...
1997.
I was just going to say, if anything, it's
can
like...
Play it?
Yeah.
It's a really, it's, they had, there was some controversy over whether or not they stole, like, the Rolling Stones sort of rhythm and everything from it. Yeah, it's a really great song.
And what, like.
It also plays in Cruel Intentions, if you remember.
It's in the ending
of
Cruel Intentions.
Dude, that was a long time ago.
It's in the ending
of Cruel Intentions. It's 97, I just said that.
The movie came out, I think you said in 97, but I think the song is a little bit older than that. And it's awesome.
No, the song came out in 97. The movie came out in like 98, 99.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, that's it.
Yeah, yeah. Casey, you know. I
actually didn't know this was him. I thought this was, maybe what I thought this was.
From the radio gods? Standing outside a phone booth?
I thought it sounded like something Coldplay would do.
I think they did it.
I think Coldplay would.
But wait for it. I have loved that song forever, and then I always had said, wouldn't it be great if Coldplay did that song? And Jesus Christ, he and Coldplay did that song. It was a concert, way back when, but it was, the recording and everything is all, I downloaded that recording of the concert.
Wow.
It was really, really good. My aunt actually shared it to my wall like years and years and years ago.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and I'm going to go see Coldplay in July, so I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, Talia wants to go see them, but going with my sister.
I know. And yeah. I had bought $1,000 worth of tickets, and then I was able to get them refunded.
Why did you buy $1,000 worth of tickets?
Well, first of all, Ticketmaster, I had pre-sale code,
right?
So it went on sale before the general public went on sale, so you're literally
fighting most of my tickets.
Yeah. You're fighting the clock. As soon as it's 10 a.m.,
of course,
you gotta like figure it out.
Like Adele sold out in like 2 seconds.
Yeah. So I put my faith in Ticketmaster when it said 2 seats and then best available go. So I thought Ticketmaster would generate the best available seats for the two people, right?
Right.
But it showed this shitty, awful seats, and I was like, well, that's it. That's the best it has. I'll get them. I got them. And I was like, no, I can't live like this. So I went back, and I selected field, like the field of Gillette.
Oh my
and
God.
It generated tickets. And I was like, you mother, we're on minute 8 now. So time has passed. And I was like, you can't. So I was like, no, I have to get them. So I got those two as well. And then called Ticketmaster, lied my pants off, and got them refunded. The first set of tickets.
So now you're going to be on the field.
So now we're on the field.
Nice. Oh my God.
But we're not like super close. Like I have.
Well, you're not going to be. You're going to be paying thousands to be super
and
close.
And honestly, if your sister, I wouldn't have made her like go that route. But if it would have just been me, I probably would have gotten like the VIP.
Front, yeah.
I would drop that money, yeah.
Right,
absolutely.
Of course you would.
I still haven't, like, figured out who I have to sleep with to get closer, but I'm literally, like, on a quest still to get closer to the stage.
All right, so Kyle just put herself out there.
Dear drummer of Coldplay, please reach out to Kyle.
Yeah,
she's
anybody
ready.
Has, you know, front seats to Coldplay for Kyle.
I'm hashtagging this when I retweet this tomorrow when it posts.
You're Kyle's man. Yeah. Or even woman. She don't give a shit.
At this point, not really.
No.
But that's all right. So.
This is life. This is life. This is real life right here. Yeah. We're speaking real life.
Yeah.
Truth. Bridget.
Yeah. I have a, I call it my kryptonite songs.
Now, what does that mean?
So, kryptonite brings down Superman.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, it's...
By the way, you still have to see that movie. Is it out yet?
No, it's not out yet. It's not out until the
summer. I don't even watch movies, and I still want to see it, so...
She's talking about Batman versus Superman. Yeah. So, kryptonite brings down Superman and stuff. So, these are songs, like, if someone was to play them, unprovoked or whatever, I would probably, like, just... I would do exactly what Kyle wants to do to get Coldplay. Like,
so you're saying if you were in a situation with a guy and all of a sudden they put on a particular song, you'd be like, game over. Okay. That means that...
Like, I'm in. Like, I'm doing...
You're in?
I'm doing whatever I need to. Like,
all right, let's paint the picture for you, Kyle. You're dating someone. You're at their house probably, right? They put a song on. For you, it's probably going to be Coldplay.
Probably.
And it's just going to be like,
well, that's a game lot of over. Albums. That's a lot of songs.
Oh my God, just pick one. Just pick one.
No, I mean for him to play. That'd be a lot of sexual time. Yeah, just pick
one.
No, not to play during it. It's just one of those songs that is like, oh, you know, this song made me think of you. Boom. I'm out. Like, I'm
game
in.
Game over.
Clothes off. Let's do this. Oh, so like, in. On the table, right. Fucking countertops. I don't give a shit. Sorry, Mom. She should know by now.
You're not a virgin, still Bridget.
No.
She should know. I'm not a virgin anymore. Who sings that? I'm not a virgin anymore.
That's I'm Not a Girl Yet, Not a Woman by Britney Spears from the Crossroads soundtrack. But
I was thinking Madonna. Or was that?
No, she felt like a virgin.
It's like a virgin. No, I have maybe it's a drag song.
Yeah, it's probably.
It's probably a drag song. So, what's your song?
I'm scared to tell it because, you know, I don't want someone to randomly just...
Run around with
a boombox next to Bridget!
Right? You see Bridget running down the street with, like, female doggy fucking people chasing her.
Tell me about it. It's really sad, but it's like Edwin McCain's I'll Be.
Oh, Chris loves that song. Though. Chris, that bet you $10... That
he's
would
great,
be Chris's Chris. Yeah,
he's great.
That's, yeah.
These are the moments that. What's
yeah.
That?
No, yeah, yeah. That's another one too.
That's my mom's wedding song, second time around. But yeah.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful song.
It's one of those. I mean, I had it picked out for a particular person.
I'll be.
Alicia, I'm not getting undressed right here. Sorry, hon. You and I have bonded in the last 24 hours on whole other levels, which is happening on my
Kevin
phone.
Kevin Bacon.
We did.
All right, Kyle, how about you?
Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve.
That one too?
What?
That's your kryptonite?
Oh, to have intercourse? Is that what you're talking about?
To have coitus?
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes!
Oh, that's like, I don't know.
My God, Kyle.
A wide variety. I don't know.
All right, Kyle.
All right, Alicia, what?
One song. I'm just trying to wrap. Kyle's, I need to get Kyle to be like into it right now. Do Kyle.
I don't know, but you know, I haven't been that.
Let's pretend. Let's play the game. Let's pretend.
Are the lights off?
No.
Is Johnny Depp here? The drummer from Coldplay?
Is that mic still on the table?
Joey. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So you're chilling, and a song plays, and you're like, awesome.
I mean, there's a Coldplay song that I really like. I don't know.
Which one is it?
It's called something C, like SEAC. What is it? I don't know.
Oh, I hear the sirens again.
Put me on spot. I don't know.
All right. Okay.
Oh, Swallowed by the Sea.
Swallowed by the Sea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Me, I am anything R&B. I'm a huge R&B fan, so anything that is like 112 90s R&B.
Like Cupid?
Oh, hell yeah. 112, Only You. Probably 112, Only You.
Oh, I do love Only You. The remix, though, or no?
No, just the original. Original.
D12, that's what I thought you were. I was like,
no, not Eminem. Not Eminem. Nope, 112, not Eminem.
Oh, that's funny.
So this has been a very eventful. Kyle, thank you for coming.
Oh, you're welcome.
We miss you, Kyle.
You know, Kyle, you know, just like, so if I don't talk to Joey for like a minute, or if Joey asks me to do something, he goes, why do you hate me? That's why I kept saying to you, why do you hate me? Joey would be like, hey, you want to go for lunch? I'm like, oh, I'm in a meeting right now. I can't. He goes, why do you hate me? So every time I ask you to come on a podcast and you can't, because I understand you have this crazy life of, like, you know, prepping meals for 7 days.
And birthday. Happy birthday, Lily. You can't hear this, aww, but happy Lily, birthday.
It's a Willie's birthday. Today is aww. Kyle's, Lily's, doggy's birthday. She's how seven. Old is it? Seven. That's a lot of dog years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. She's 49 today?
Sort of.
Yeah. Wow. She's almost 50.
That's what Jeff said.
Did he really?
Yeah, he goes, oh, Lily's almost 50.
That's hilarious.
And you want to know what the sad part
almost
about
50
this
is scary. It's middle age.
I think I
just put it out there.
For so many. It is not middle age!
Middle age as actually, like 40.
We went over this. We had a whole thing about
it. We did. We did have a whole thing. When Talia asked Chris if he was going through a midlife crisis, and I said, well, yeah, because he's almost 40. Like, you're looking at his midlife crisis.
Yeah. No, what I was saying, it's Lily's birthday, and the sad part about it is this is probably the first year I actually knew when her birthday was. Oh. And you want to know why I only knew that?
Why?
Because the person that I got her with texted me and said to tell Lily happy birthday. Oh. And that's the only reason that I remembered, because I think we're like the day before Valentine's Day, and I was like a miserable you know what for so many years.
Did he give him Lily to you for Valentine's Day?
No, it's just a birthday. I'm trying to eradicate.
Did you get Lily in Rhode Island?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I did.
All right. Yes. All right, we are going to... It's 51 minutes.
That's enough.
See,
that's
I true. Love keeping it under an hour. What was Homiecast last time?
It was like 47 or something like that.
Perfect.
Was, yeah.
This is episode number 17.
Perfect.
Said
we
that.
Beat them.
Awesome. So here we go. It's Alicia and Lee. Valentine's edition. Peace out, bitches.
It's Mary.